Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK, Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, murder. For our Halloween edition of AK, we revisit the scene of the crime, the site of a cold-blooded murder that took place more than 100 years ago in Juneau. KTOO's Matt Miller spent the summer researching what happened when the Birdman of Alcatraz killed for the first time.
Robert F. Straub. Breaking that train window was a serious offense.
It was hot. I was thinking of my lungs.
That's Carl Malden and Burt Lancaster in the 1962 movie Birdman of Alcatraz. That's based on the book of the same name. Lancaster plays Robert Straub, perhaps the country's most notorious inmate.
You know, I think I've got you figured out, Shoemaker. First day I came here, you as much as asked me to get down on my knees and whip her. I wouldn't do it then, I won't do it now. I won't lick your hand, and that's what eats you, ain't it, Keeper? Well, you keep this in mind. A man ain't whipped until he quits, and I'll never give you that pleasure.
While incarcerated at Leavenworth Prison in Kansas, Straub took in a few birds and nursed them back to health. That led to a small cottage industry of bird care remedies and one of the first and most widely regarded books on bird diseases in bird care. Straub was forced to end his study of birds when he was transferred to Alcatraz in San Francisco. He landed there because he murdered two men, the first in downtown post-Gold Rush Juneau.
In 1909 in Alaska, you appointed yourself judge, jury, and executioner and killed one Charles Donner because he allegedly beat up a friend named Katie Malone, a prostitute.
Straub met his girlfriend Kate Delaney in Cordova in 1908. Delaney, also known as Kitty O'Brien, was a dance hall girl among her various occupations. A few sensational accounts paint Straub as Delaney's pimp, but Straub was only 18 years old, and according to Thomas Gaddis's book, Birdman of Alcatraz, was completely inexperienced with women until he met Delaney. She was twice his age and probably bonded with Straub when she nursed him back to health after a bout of pneumonia. Straub and Delaney left Cordova and followed one of Delaney's acquaintances to Juneau. Charles Dahmer had become a bartender at the Montana Saloon. I asked Leo Helmar to help me retrace the events of the murder. Helmar is a paralegal at the City and Borough of Juneau's Department of Law. He also just started a podcast called Murder Alaska.
A lot of the things about Robert Straub have sort of passed into the realm of myth. Like the fact that he's called the Birdman of Alcatraz is not accurate at all. For example, he didn't have birds at Alcatraz.
Helmar and I walked through downtown Juneau to find the Montana Saloon and Delaney's crib in Juneau's old red light district.
You know, apparently there's some previous relationship there between Delaney and Dahmer. Obviously that was a flashpoint with Straub for whatever reason.
Some accounts say Dahmer stiffed Delaney on money that he owed her, but according to Gaddis, Dahmer wanted Delaney to stay with him. He assaulted her, gave her black eyes, and took a gold locket with her daughter's picture after ripping it from around her neck. Straub came back to her room, became enraged, and took Delaney's revolver when she passed out drunk. Straub bought some ammunition and headed up the hill to Dahmer's cottage several blocks away. Straub and Dahmer fought. Straub fired a shot and missed. He fired again into Dahmer's temple and down into his pelvis. A neighbor heard the two shots and watched Straub leave Dahmer's house. Straub returned the locket and gun to Delaney's room and then turned himself in to the local marshal.
It's so interesting to try to do historical reconstruction because, a lot of times you just don't have all the info you'd like to do. You don't have all the photos and stuff like that.
At the murder scene, I venture inside the current house on the lot and talk with Eric Jorgensen. His firm, Earth Justice, bought the house back in the late 1980s.
Well, it's a little oddity about living and working here, I guess.
Jorgensen recalls a rather macabre tourist walking tour stopping in the adjacent lot years ago. He wasn't entirely sure, but he presumed it was about the murder and Birdman of Alcatraz.
Not a particularly positive thing to have this place be associated with, but an interesting little nugget of history for this little place.
Instead of standing trial after his arrest, Straub pled out to a manslaughter charge and was sentenced to 12 years in prison. Initially incarcerated at McNeil Island in Washington, he was considered one of the most violent prisoners there. Straub spent the rest of his life in the federal prison system, including well over four decades in solitary confinement.
Will they allow you to work with birds where you're going?
I'm afraid not. In the eyes of the prison bureau, avian research is, as you boys might put it, for the birds.
For AK, I'm Matt Miller reporting in Juneau.